International man of mystery, Andy Mossack, is back on the road now. This time last week, he was stood in a volcano crater in the Canary Islands, where the rock, the lava had formed to rock, cooled down, but it was still warm to the touch. And that was from the 70s, right? And he was right in there and giving us, you know, a little taste of luxury. Now he's somewhere else tonight. I don't know where he is. I have a couple of clues as per, but we'll track him down. I need your help for that. And a little bit later, so Andy will be, making himself known. I've got the first clue in about half an hour's time. The man himself, international man of mystery, roving travel reporter to the stars, and the man who endures luxury so you and I don't have to. Andy Mossack is on the road again this week. Been around doing this for a lot of years and will be jetting off after 11. I don't know where he is. However, I do have two clues. This is the first time I've seen this. Clue number one for where he is. You can help me out with this. We'll track him down. Oh, this looks interesting. I'm on an island nation which won independence from Britain in 1960. People drive on the left here. And it's one of only two countries in the world to include the island map on its flag. I'm on an island nation, independence in 1960. People drive on the left here. One of only two countries in the world to include an island map on its flag. What do you reckon? You got any ideas on this? Former. Got independence, 1960. I don't know. There were so many places, but it's an island nation. Driving on the left might be the big clue. I've no idea. 81333RUSS when you drop me a teletext. If you've been there, if you think you know where he's on about, I would love to hear from you. The man himself in about 20 minutes' time. There is another clue after 11, and to be honest, I think I need it. Harrison, Rag and Bone Man. But it's not that song. We've got the Tramps as well, all coming up. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We'll be here. Thank you for the early suggestions tonight. Do you know, I feel like I should have known this. But let me just thank here. I don't know if this is right or not. We've got the second clue coming away. And there is a difference of opinion somewhere. Hi to Don, by the way. Mossack might be on Jersey, which I think is technically part Isle of Wight, says someone who's with you. You never know, stranger things have happened. John in Flixton, Cyprus, Linda in Sheffield going for Cyprus, Porter saying it too, Jules in Scarborough, Norma in Sleaford suggesting Cyprus, Robin Fossen on the wall saying Cyprus. God, I'm thinking now, you know. Ian in Scarborough, Singapore. Do you know we've got another clue? It won't be long and that'll be on the other side of Boston. And we'll try and figure out where on earth is Andy Mossack? Where in the world do you think he is? Second clue might totally give it away. Oh, now lots of suggestions of Cyprus for this. Maybe the second clue, bear in mind I haven't seen this, maybe the second clue is going to be the one that cements it for you. But Andy Mossack with us tonight in about 10 minutes. The world's oldest wine label belongs to this island. Commandaria is recognised as the world's oldest named wine dating back 5,000 years. The island is also the birthplace of Aphrodite, goddess of love and beauty, who it's said emerged from the sea at a set of rocks, which today carry her name. Do you know, I'm leaning towards Cyprus as well. With Aphrodite and everything, I don't think it's the Isle of Wight. Fairly certain it's not Guernsey. Commandaria, world's oldest named wine, 5,000 years, birthplace of Aphrodite. So has that cemented your thought when it comes to Cyprus? I'll go along with you. If you hadn't said Cyprus, I'd have just picked any Greek island, to be honest. But then trying to figure out the ones that we had and the ones we didn't. 81333. RUSS, if you think you know where he is, for sure. But the man himself in 10 minutes, and Bone Man.
Hey now.
Thank you so much for your help with Andy Mossack tonight. Andy Mossack is out and about on the road, but the tunes will begin in about 15 minutes, I would think. and it's a straight fight speed round. No extra points tonight, just get the year. But the music is fantastic. Final rewind of the week will come along. We're going to kick it off with the sweet. In a word, ace. Right now, though, we've had the two clues. Trying to track down this man for the second week running. His name is Andy Mossack. Good evening, Andy.
Evening, all.
Evening to you, my friend. Yes, I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely great. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's good. I've got to say, before we do the big reveal...
Oh, yeah.
..that if Aphrodite did turn up at the Isle of Wight Rock Festival, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be lovely? I was thinking, I could see Aphrodite kind of hanging around on Jersey or Guernsey somewhere. I could see, you know, what's wrong with our islands, Andy?
Yeah, she's a bit of a hippie. Why not?
I imagine.
It'll give him a good selling point anyway.
Exactly. Well, I'll get a few more timeshares out of it, I would have thought, at least. We're looking through this. Now, we've come to the conclusion. I'm sure you've heard we've had lots and lots of messages about this. Mm. Settling, we're plumping, as my mother would say, for Cyprus.
Bang on, sir. Yes, indeed. Well done.
Brilliant. Cyprus there.
Spoiled again.
Are you in the capital? Are you in Nicosia?
No, actually. I was down in Paphos, which is in the south. But now I'm up in the mountains, in the Touros Mountains, which is great fun, actually. Yeah, right up the top there in... they call it Olympus, because it's kind of like the one in Greece, but... Touros is a fantastic mountain range, and believe it or not, there is snow up there.
Wow.
So you've got beaches down in Limassol at 25 degrees, and then an hour away up in the Troodos Mountains is snow. Unbelievable. So people are skiing, believe it or not. So it's quite something. Yeah, who knew, eh?
Who knew? Well, I didn't. I certainly live and learn every day. Now, whenever you turn up to places, Andy, whenever you bowl in, there's always a reason why you're there as such. So what's brought you to Cyprus then?
Well, you know, it's an Asian island, as you know, very, very popular with Brits, mainly in the summer. But, you know, you've got Ayia Napa, haven't you, for the clubbers, and Limassol, Paphos and Larnaca. Lots of family beach fun there. So I did a bit of clubbing. I did a stretched out on a Lilo. But they said to me, do you know there's much more to Cyprus than just nice beaches and clubbing? You know, it's... So they said to me, you know, why don't you come and explore something of the interior? You know, like in the countryside, there's some fantastic, authentic local villages and some extraordinary local artisans. Great history, great culture, and a few hidden gems along the way. So why not? So, I've been discovering this week some real authentic Cypriot hospitality. It's been really, really interesting.
And you've done it all while driving on the left, Andy.
On the left, indeed. That's right, yeah. It's a bit bizarre, but, yeah, they've really taken to the English culture. They had 100 years of us, and... Since 1960, of course, we went independent. There is a few army bases still here. I think there's five bases actually, but they've captured the English spirit. And driving on the left is one of them. Yeah, and also the plugs are 3-pin.
Well, there you go. Another reason to visit the island.
That's a geeky thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So, but you talk about like the history of an island, for example. We always talk about the history of these things because it's you know, I'm a nerd for it, and you enjoy going around.
You get down to
like Greek history, you know, and famous gods and goddesses were born on this island, and it has a key part on this. So, what's really leapt out for you then this week?
Well, you know, there is. Monasteries and churches and ancient wine presses and kind of frescoes and mosaics that you trip over for fun here. You know, they just talk about stuff like, oh yeah, this is 11th century. You know, here's a water mill from 15th century, and it's quite well preserved and just remarkable, really. And that's one part of it which I find so incredible, really. You know, you've got this sort of living history, if you like. And then the other thing is you've got these lovely way of life. I mean, they are family-oriented, obviously. But you know, the one thing about the Cypriots, I mean, obviously they didn't have it very easy. you know, I mean, 2013, the banking crisis. I mean, goodness me, you know, people lost life savings overnight, you know. But through all that, they're incredibly hospitable, full of life. And I've got to say, things are turning for the good again. I mean, things are looking up here because more and more people are becoming entrepreneurial and doing some really great stuff. I met some great characters this week. There's a lovely lady called Xenia. She makes, I can't call them Turkish delight, but they're called Cypriot delights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those lovely kind of jelly diet Turkish delights. And four generations of this family have been producing them on the island. And nice secret recipe, she calls it. But they make it, still make it in the back kitchen, handmade. And she's a bit of a legend all over the island. And they've got ouzo flavour and chocolate and fruit. You know, that's really interesting. And I made some halloumi cheese this week too. There's a lovely lady called Sophia and her husband. And she's another legend of the island. And she makes the most delicious halloumi cheese in a big pot in her garden. And I obviously popped in and gave her a hand and made a mess of it completely. But, you know, actually taking halloumi, it's boiling hot out of water, you know, well, actually out of milk.
Yeah.
It's something else. It doesn't taste like the stuff you get in a packet, believe me. It's just beautiful. And you get a bit of mint with it. It tastes really, really good. And then there was an English couple, believe it or not. I must talk about them. They run a brewery, and their surname's called Gin, which is, believe it or not.
The Gins who run a brewery.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant, isn't it? You couldn't make it up, could you? But Bill and Gin, and they're from Bradford, believe it or not. So local. Oh.
Proper, yeah. This is representing, loving this, Andy.
Yeah, I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
They came over here 10 years ago and started this microbrewery called Aphrodite's Rock Brewery. And it's Bill designed it himself, believe me. He designed this whole brewery. It's quite incredible, really. But he did all of this. His daughter happens to have a sort of a degree in brewing. And now they've taken on this Carlsberg and Keogh, the two big brewery brands here, and they've got this craft brewing business. They've got this string of really great beers, all different ones, and you know, they've been doing this for like now sort of 8-9 years actually in actively doing it, and it's a smashing business. So good luck to them, eh? I mean,
do they sell to, I mean, is it just for the tourists, or do they sell a lot for locals? Is it trying to get in the bar trade? Yeah.
They stock the hotels locally, the bars, you know, craft brews. I mean, it's really nice. Pale ales, IPAs, all kinds of things.
I hate to use this show for personal purposes here, of course, but I've got to ask you the simple question. There is a lady on an absolutely amazing island with a degree in brewing whose parents own a brewery. I have to ask you, she's single, Andy? Is she single? Is she married?
Oh man, yeah.
It's Scylla Mossack.
Yeah, yes. It's too good to be true, isn't it?
Well, that's fantastic.
And so, his surname's Gin. I mean, it's so funny. Gin. I think it's
so
great.
You've made halloumi cheese. You made an artisanal brewery. You've been tripping over ancient treasures of the old world. What's left then on the to-do list, really? What more have you got to see? Well, are you spending a bit of time in the big cities, or have you kind of been there and done that? We all know about the big places in Cyprus, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my last night is going to be in Limassol, and I'm going to enjoy a little feet up in a nice hotel down there. But, you know, I've really enjoyed just doing some of this country stuff, and it's really makes a difference to go into these lovely villages and meet some of these people, you know. There is one thing, you know, there's a very, very interesting thing. You know, up in the mountains here, there was a lot of villages that were abandoned because people left to come down to the city to work. And there's now a bit of a renaissance, and people are going back up there now, up to the mountain villages, and starting to produce wines, really nice wines, and olive oil, things like that, which I really enjoyed. And I'm actually in a place which is a bit of a genius thing, actually. This is it's a mountain village called Kalopaniotis. And I've been practicing that, actually. I did that very well.
Like a native,
yeah. And it's actually an ancient village. It goes back to the 12th century, on the right on the side of this mountain in the Trudos range. And there's this Cypriot gentleman, and he's bought up sort of houses as they go, sort of as they come on the market, these lovely old houses. And he's restored them, and they've turned them into hotel rooms. So he's basically got a hotel in half of this village. So it's like you're living actually in the village, but it's 50% of it's a hotel. So it's a genius
idea of turning
these old, beautiful old houses into really nice hotel rooms. So it's a fabulous idea, and I've never seen anything like it. So it's quite unique. And I would imagine that's one of the things you'd get somewhere like Cyprus, because they, you know, you get the opportunities to do it. But it's a lovely time of year too. You know, this is sort of before the summer, so you've got a lovely sort of sunshine, and you've got all the cherry blossom and the almond blossom in the trees. It's lovely, yeah. It's really good.
Brilliant.
And the food's pretty good too, mate, of course.
Oh, of course. What, fresh olive oil made on the island?
Hey?
Halloumi Sarka, cheese?
All my dads, all of that.
Washed down with artisanal beer?
Can't be bad, can it?
No.
And a mezze. I mean, I've just had like a 15-course mezze tonight. 15 euros. It's ridiculous.
15 euros? What, a euro a course?
Honestly, it's so good, and it's fresh, and it's all homemade stuff. So, love it, mate. Love it.
15 euro. I remember my Uncle Alan going on holiday to Cyprus years ago, and he came back, and he was amazed. It was something like, what was the currency before the euro? I can't remember. Was it the drachma?
No, it was a shilling.
No,
it was the Cyprus pound.
The Cyprus pound. That was it. He came back and he was amazed. You could get like a full English in the morning. It cost him it cost him a quid. Is basically what it cost him for a full English. My Uncle Alan never recovered. I think he went back there about 10 or 15 years on the bounce, to be honest, Andy. But amazing. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're having a nice time. That's ace.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Excellent. So
it doesn't get any better.
And you're on the road again soon, are you?
Yeah, couple of weeks. Somewhere special, that's next one, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. I look forward to it. You take care of yourself, Andy. Nice to talk to you.
All right, well done, mate. Take care.
Take care, my friend. There we go. Scylla Mossack, having a chat to us from the island of Cyprus. 15 courses, 15 euros. Can't be bad, can it? So a couple of weeks, the man himself will be back on the road.